Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night. It's 7:30, and it's time for the ta-da, the Kenny and Rob. And Rob didn't like the music, man. So I'm trying to be entertaining to get your attention before we give you the real information. So it's time for the ta-da, Kenny and Rob Injury Podcast. Hey, we got Brother Antonio Smith on with us tonight. Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Thanks again for having me, man. 2 weeks in a row, man. I'm feeling special, man.
Come on, man. You from the Ohio State. You special, son.
Absolutely, man. Good deal. How you guys doing this evening?
I'm good. Hey, but listen, podcast audience, before we get into our normal podcast tonight, hey, Brother Smith, would you mind embellishing a little bit on the event that you have coming up?
Yeah, absolutely, man. We have an event. And when I say we, Elite Medical, we're a medical firm specializing in check, comp, injuries, any injuries that you may have, man, come see us, talk to us. We can help you at no cost. Absolutely unbelievable service. But we have a special event coming up next Thursday, May the 16th, from 5:30 to 7:30. It's right in our office. Essentially, we just want to show you what we can do, how we can help you, how we can assist. We're certainly here just to be a resource, and so we have experts coming in all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, to be with us to kind of just share knowledge and meet and connect with folks that can actually help you. We have doctors, we have chiros and therapy center, we have claims management, all under one umbrella, one place, and we want to make sure that you see it firsthand. So May 16th, next Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30. At our office, 500 East Main Street, Suite 105. That's in Columbus, Ohio, 43215. So it's literally right near downtown Columbus. And we certainly would love to connect with you, give you some more information, and share with you how we may be able to help you with your difficult injury or claim that you may be dealing with.
Did you have some flyers made up? Or you gonna? Because if you give us some flyers, we can definitely posting in our locker room at work.
Absolutely. We have some flyers. We can send out our digital flyer, and then we have some hand copies, man, that you can pass out or hang up and share with those. So I'll be sure to get those to you. And in fact, Mr. Frost, I believe the next time you're in our office, we have some for you to pick up. So make sure that you do that. And certainly pass those out to anyone listening and anyone who may be in your office that may benefit from the services that we offer.
So one more time, what's the dates on that event again?
Absolutely, man. It's Thursday, next Thursday. You ain't got nothing to do, man. Come on out, man. Come to see us, have some fun, food, drinks, beverages, light refreshments. Next Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30. 5:30 to 7:30, May the 16th. 500 East Main Street, Suite 105, Columbus, Ohio, 43215. Come out, man. You won't regret it. Lots of information, but most importantly, great folks, doctors, therapy, claims management that you need and you may need to help get your claim and injury and the attention that you seek, cared for, attended to, and help you get your claim processed, approved, accepted, in its most efficient manner. So come see us, man, and we would love to connect with you.
Hey, I appreciate that, man, and we'll try to get the word out. But let me just take a moment and say, I know when I open my podcast, I open with the 180 Degree, which is a postal movement that I'm trying to lead. Well, I am leading. I just need more people to follow. But I want to let you know that Elite Medical, this is not part of the post office, folks. This is not part of postal management. This is not part of the union. This is a totally independent operation. Again, they deal with federal injury compensations. So, again, this is not something that the union is promoting. And well, I'm promoting it, but not as a union member. I'm promoting it as a mail handler, as a postal employee, always on the lookout for innovative, not innovative, but services that will help employees during their time of need, whatever that need is. So again, Elite Medical, we kind of partnered up with them on the podcast, and I tell everybody who's interested or everybody who will listen about Elite Medical. But the most important thing about Elite Medical that I really, really like is when you get injured, once you make that phone call, all you have to do then is just kind of follow directions. That's all you got to do, because they're going to take care of that for you. And again, your first contact with Elite probably going to come from your contact with Robert Frost. So by the time you get to Elite, you're going to already be briefed on what should happen. And again, when you know what should happen and these things happen, it kind of gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling. Again, we don't want to, I would prefer not to send any customers to Brother Antonio, because that means everybody's working safe. But we know that's not going to happen. So that's why we call it accidents. So when accidents happen, injuries happen, we want to have a competent resource that's going to guide you through the process so that we can get you back to work and get you compensated.
Absolutely, man. Good stuff. We appreciate what you guys are doing. Again, love to connect, love to share this knowledge that we have. I mean, we have folks on staff, Department of Labor, over 30, 40 years experience. Man, they know so much more than I do, and I'm glad to have those folks with me, back in our group, and certainly would love to share those resources with you and everyone here at the Postal Service that could use our services. So thanks again, man, for having me. I really, really do appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you guys on next Thursday. And maybe even maybe I'll get another invite next Tuesday, man. We'll see. But thank you guys, man. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and I will I'll talk to you and see you soon.
Hey, I appreciate you stopping by, Brother Smith, and we'll help get the word out for you, brother.
Thank you, man. See you guys. Take care.
Okay. So, ba da ba ba da ba 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 is back to Kenny and Rob. Hey, listen, Rob. Hey, last week we kind of touched on this new HIPAA form that we have. Can you go into a little more detail on that form? And again, maybe just reiterate to the employees or the podcast listeners why we use that form.
Well, the form itself is it's an authorization for use or disclosure of health information, meaning the injured workers. It grants myself or any medical person or whoever is handling or helping you with your case the right to have the information. For example, I'll use myself. I injured my shoulder, which turned out to be a torn rotator cuff, and I had 12 bone chips off the ball of my shoulder joint, stuck in the shoulder joint from the injury. Now, every doctor you go to is going to make you sign one of these forms so that they can release the information to other doctors, to the post office if necessary, and to workers' comp. Basically, the form delineates what information can be shared and what cannot. Essentially, it lists what can be shared, everything else cannot, unless you specifically authorize it. All right. With our particular form, there's a couple of different sections. Essentially, let me go through it this way. My authorization. I authorize the following using or disclosing party. In this case, would be me or Kenny, if you want him in, to be handling it as well. Okay. And then to use or disclose the following health information, all of my health information, or my health information relating to the following treatment or condition. That's a choice you make. Now, truthfully, I don't want all of your health information. It doesn't really, unless it has bearing on your injury, I don't need to know it. But if you check the box, then I'm authorized to discuss it with your physician, with you, with workers' comp, whatever. That's why it says all of my health information. anybody that needs to talk to me about it, I can talk to them about it. But specifically, you're better off just authorizing for the information relating to the treatment or the condition, your injury, keeping it specific to that. And then there's also a date period. My health information covering the period from whatever date to whatever date. You fill that in. If you don't want to do that one, the next line down says other. And on other, you can say until my OWCP case is resolved, or words to that effect. Or you can just put whatever date in you think you need. Right? We've got people who have cases that are 3 years old. And if you've put a date in for it to end, then if your case extends beyond that time, we can fill out a new form with put a new date in there. And in addition to myself, there's a section here. The above party may disclose this health information to the following recipient. You choose who that is, name or title and organization, their address and phone number, and et cetera. That you fill that in. If you don't want anybody else to have the information or have access to it, leave it blank. Or put N/A, not applicable. And then there's the purpose of this authorization is check all that apply. At my request, meaning yours, other, for whatever reason you may be with, giving me this authorization. And then right below that, there's another box, which you really don't have to check, but there is a place for you to check it. This form does not authorize the above-named representative or representatives to sell or market my health information for any reason. If you've ever noticed a doctor's office release of information, they have two different clauses in there saying that they can both market your health information for advertising purposes or whatever. They can also sell your information to whatever companies they deem fit. With this form, we don't allow that. I have no reason to market your information or sell it, so therefore I don't want it. That's why it says it does not authorize. That's to protect me as much as it is you. In fact, this whole form is to protect both of us. And then there's another line that says this authorization ends. You've got two choices. Again, the date or when the following event occurs, meaning your case is settled and you go back to work or whatever. All right, that's up to you to fill that out. You have the right to revoke this authorization in writing at any time, except where uses or disclosures have already been made based upon my original permission. I may not be able to revoke this authorization if its purpose was to obtain insurance. Now, obviously, I'm not selling you insurance, so that really doesn't apply, but it has to be in there for legal reasons. In order to revoke this authorization, I must do so in writing and send it to the appropriate disclosing party, which in this case would be me. And if you put Kenny's name up at the top there, also it would go to him. Once you revoke the right for us to have or use your information, we can no longer do anything for your case. Right. That means you will be essentially doing it all, anything else that comes up on your own, unless you sign a new release form. Then there's your signature and your date. There's also a section for additional consent for certain conditions. I have, and I will actually say, when you get this form from me, I will tell you, or I will already have checked, I do not consent to have the above information released. This is for physical or sexual abuse, alcoholism, drug abuse, sexually transmitted diseases, abortion, or mental health treatment. I have no reason to, I don't need this information. Therefore, I don't want you to consent me to have it, unless it is specific to your case. In which case, if it's happening at work, you need an attorney. It's well outside of my pay grade. Again, you'd have to sign that one. Then there's a fourth clause, additional consent for HIV, AIDS. Again, I check or to ask you to check. I do not consent to have the above information released because, again, I have no need for this information. All right. And then you would sign and date it again. So there's about, I think there's three, maybe four places you have to sign and date it. And this form, as I said, is to protect both of us. Because this form keeps me from talking to other people, essentially, about your case when you don't authorize them to know about it. Now, a couple of other things that I feel you need to know about. Bear with me here. This is a rather long little list. The HIPAA right of access infographic. We can skip that because it's just saying who essentially designed the HIPAA. Who must follow these laws? Now, remember, HIPAA is designed to protect you and your health information from scams and other disreputable uses. Okay? So people who must follow these laws, any health plan, including health insurance companies, HMOs, company health plans, certain government programs that pay for health care, such as Medicare and Medicaid. Most health care providers have to use them, whatever you're being treated for. And health care clearinghouses. These are entities that process non-standard health information they receive from another entity into a standard, i.e. standard electronic format or data content, or vice versa. In other words, they're the ones who put your information onto a CD, which can then be sold or just generally passed around the doctor's office for whoever the doctor feels he needs to see it. Doctors are very well known for consulting other doctors. And then, of course, you get the bill for it. So that this healthcare clearinghouse essentially is a way that the doctors consult other doctors, gets the information out to them. What were you going to say, Kenny?
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, if you hear Rob talking so much about accountability and what we can and cannot do with these records, just a quick note, HIPAA actually is just an acronym for Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. So, again, this, you know, this is an act, or this is a law, I'm sorry, that protects your records. And that's why Rob is going into a lot of detail, letting you know that when you sign that, you're giving us authorization to look at your medical records and to assist you with your claim. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Also, business associates are covered under the HIPAA regulations. Business associates are companies that doctors get paid for providing health care, including billing companies, companies that process your health care claims. Technically, OWCP is one of these types of organizations. Not officially, because they can't actually earn income from it, from you anyway. They do get paid by the post office. Companies that help administer health plans. All right, your insurance company does not always keep that in house. They provide information to basically contracting companies to do the work for you. OWCP has a contracting company that actually pays you. OWCP doesn't. All your money that OWCP authorizes is paid from the company, this contracting company that works for OWCP. Then there are people like outside lawyers, accountants, and IT specialists who may be involved in your case basically to make things easier for you, or also if it goes to court or something like that, the prosecution or defendants or whatever it is, whatever attorneys or whatever, have to have a release so that they can actually discuss the case. And then companies that store or destroy medical records, they have to have this signed because they're handling your information. And if they're in the business of destroying the medical records, they have to provide proof to your doctor that it was destroyed. Now, another thing about these covered entities, they must have contracts in place with their business associates ensuring that they use and disclose your health information properly and safeguard it appropriately. If they fail to safeguard it appropriately, that's grounds for legal action on your part. Business associates must have similar contracts with subcontractors. And must follow and use the disclosure provisions of their contract and the privacy rule and the safeguard requirements of the security rule. So if these people fail to do what they're supposed to do and your information gets out without your permission, then that's up to you. I can't tell you what to do, but if it were me, they'd be paying me quite a bit of money. Now, who is not required to follow these laws? Many organizations that have health information about you do not have to follow these laws. Examples are life insurers, employers. Right? Post office can legally give your information to whoever they want to. Workers' compensation carriers. Now, I believe when they say carriers, that's insurance companies that handle workers' compensation claims. Most schools and school districts, many state agencies like Child Protective Services agencies, most law enforcement agencies, and many municipal offices, the mayor's office, for example, they don't have to follow these laws. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why the HIPAA law came into effect, is to protect you as much as possible. Many of these that don't have to follow it, The primary reason is to safeguard their employees. For example, just off the wall, you get injured and they find out you have AIDS and you start bleeding. Okay. First thing people are going to do is strap on gloves because they don't want to risk it. These agencies are required to inform their employees that you may have AIDS. They can't say you do. They must say you may have. But they can disclose your information for that reason. That's just one of the reasons. Now, what information is protected? Information your doctors, nurses, or other healthcare providers put in your medical record. In other words, their notes. All right. Conversations your doctor has about your care and treatment with nurses and others. Typically in the medical profession, but also it could be insurers and other people. Information about you in your health insurer's computer system. Okay. Your insurance agency that handles your health care has to provide safeguards for your information. Then there's billing information about you at your clinic. Your clinic has to safeguard your billing information, because your billing information is tied to your Social Security number.
And you know, if I may get in for just a second, Rob, and you hear us talking about all these safeguards and who can look at what information. Just think about this, folks. Most of the language in your ELM that relates to documentation being provided, if you read it and read it literally, it just says documentation. Very few times do they request medical documentation, because every supervisor is not authorized to see that. And this is another reason why when you have, for example, just getting off the subject a little bit, FMLA. That's, you don't send that to your supervisor. That goes to HR Shared Services. So again, we talk about HIPAA tonight, but it goes to protect your rights and your privacy. So when supervisors, when you're out more than, now don't get me wrong, there are some absentee periods that you may have in a post office that require a clearance to come back to work, medical clearance. But if you look more times than not, the ELM tells you documentation. We just make the observation or the judgment that they mean medical documentation, but that's not what they're saying in all cases, because they know, the post office knows, I'm sorry, they don't have a right. Well, not every supervisor has a right to view that documentation. And you want to be real careful with that moving forward.
And truthfully, what are, oh, go ahead.
No, you good.
Yeah, truthfully, who they're referring to when they say your employer has the right to get this information, they're talking to your HRM, your HR medical person, and the people in that chain of command. All right. Also, now the last part of this I want to cover, and it won't take very long, is what rights does the privacy rule give me over my health information? Health insurers are providers, I'm sorry, who are covered entities must comply with your right to ask to see and get a copy of your health records. They have to provide you one copy. Any others, you have to pay for. I don't know of any doctor's office or examination place who will give you a second one for free. Have corrections added to your health information. You have that right. We had a lady who was injured at work, and her surgeon kept putting down that she fell. She didn't fall. She slipped, which caused her injury, but she didn't fall. We got that changed finally. It took about a month. And then finally, receive a notice that tells you how your health information may be used and shared. You have that right. So that's all I had tonight, Ken. My phone's about to die, so I'm going to let you take it over from here.
All right. We talked the battery life out, huh? Okay.
We sure did.
Again, folks, every Tuesday night, tonight we had a podcast on HIPAA. And again, it's very important that you understand. One of the reasons for the podcast was we want to make sure that any medical records that Rob and I touch, look at, that we're covered. Because as I said to you previously, sometimes people get jealous for the wrong reasons or get upset for the wrong reasons. And even though the only intent Rob and I have is to assist you, people will look at that and try to bring harm to me and Rob based on us violating a law or an act. So again, everyone will be filling out the HIPAA forms that protects us. And that allows Rob and myself to continue to provide quality guidance to you. And as always, I always give a shout out to Federal Injury Centers, Jeannie and Chris. Those guys are like walking injury compensation manuals. I don't think I've ever called him and asked him a question he didn't know, and with a reference. So again, we stay in communication with Federal Injury Centers. Shout out to Chris and Jeannie. But you know, we have Elite in town here now, and we're going to work with them so that we have a doctor, therapist, chiropractor, whatever your medical needs require, appears to be at Elite. So again, it's convenient, and they have an injury comp doctor there. So we're going to work with them and see how it is. And again, as long as I can report good things about the clinic, I will continue to promote them. With that being said, hey, listen, tune in next Tuesday night, 7:30. And as we grow the podcast, again, we'll start inviting more live callers, because we want to put this information out to everyone. And I hope that if you hear it and it makes sense to you, that you tell a friend about it. From Haas to Haas Podcast on Blog Talk Radio, I'm saying good night. Good night, Rob.
Good night, Ken. Good night, everyone.